Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dear Mrs. Bird, a novel by A.J. Pierce. Read by Anna Popplewell.
London, December 1940. Chapter 1. An advertisement in the newspaper. When I first saw the advertisement in the newspaper, I thought I might actually burst. I'd had a rather cheerful day so far, despite the Luftwaffe annoying everyone by making us all late for work. And then I'd managed to get hold of an onion, which was very good news for a stew. But when I saw the announcement, I could not have been more cock-a-hoop. It was 3:15, on one of those wretched December afternoons when the day seemed to start getting dark before it had quite made up its mind to be light. And even with two vests and a greatcoat on, it was impossible to get warm. Sitting on the top deck of the number 24 bus, I could see my breath if I huffed. I was on my way home from my job as a secretary at Strawman's Solicitors and looking forward to a sit-down before my overnight shift on the fire station telephones. I had already read every word of the Evening Chronicle's news pages and was now looking at the horoscopes, which I didn't believe in, but thought worth a go just in case. For my best friend, Bunty, it said, "You will be in the money soon enough. Lucky."